Daniel Penny, New York public safety policies have clearly not worked. By Pam Key on December 10, 2024. A portion of Marine veteran Daniel Penny's interview with co-host Jeanine Pirro, in which he discussed public safety policy, was aired Tuesday on Fox News Channel's The Five. Co-host Jesse Waters said, in an exclusive interview with Judge Jeanine Pirro, "That's gonna be streaming tomorrow on Fox Nation." Just one day after a jury in Manhattan cleared him in the subway chokehold death of Jordan Neely, the former Marine revealing what was racing through his mind in the moments when he was on the subway floor. Subduing Neely, a schizophrenic homeless man who was high on K2, and railing violently at passengers. Penny said, "He was just threatening to kill people. He was threatening to go to jail forever, go to jail for the rest of his life. And now where I'm on the ground with him, I'm on my back in a very vulnerable position. If I just would have let go now, he'd turn." Pirro said, "Why is that a vulnerable position?" Penny said, "Well, if I just let him go, I'm on my back now, you can just turn around and start doing what he said to me." He continued, "I mean, I'm not a confrontational person. I don't really extend myself, and like this type of thing is very uncomfortable. All this attention and limelight is very uncomfortable, and I would prefer without it. I didn't want any type of attention or praise, or and I still don't. The guilt I would have felt if someone did get hurt if he did what he was threatening to do, I never would be able to live with myself. I'll take a million court appearances and people calling me names and people hating me just to keep one of those people from getting hurt or killed." Penny added, "These are their policies that are. And I don't mean to get political, I don't really want to make any enemies. Really, although I guess I have already. But I mean, these are their policies that have clearly not worked. That the people, the general population, are not in support of. Yet their egos are too big just to admit that they're wrong." Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.